Wholesale Pricing.
The feds have decided to challenge the Arizona law. That's not a surprise, but will there be a surprise ending when it comes to the constitutional argument, which really has to do with states' rights and the federal government? Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, from coast to coast and all those spots in between, the nooks and the crannies, some great people across the U.S. And I hope you had a good time on 4th of July and remembered, at least for a few minutes, the whole meaning of our birthday and the whole celebration of that. Maybe you got a chance to drink a few cold ones, catch a couple of fish, hang out with some buddies, hang out with a family, whatever it is that you did. Maybe you also had a chance to catch some R&R. It's a big vacation time, and some people are probably still on vacation. A lot of people in the country build vacations around 4th of July. And if you need a reminder of what the 4th of July was all about, check out the Declaration of Independence. I posted on the website, americatonight.net. Even the signers I put on the bottom of it. When I was a kid, that was such a lasting impression that was left on me, and probably because we were a stone's throw away from Independence Hall. So I grew up sort of in the seat of liberty, at least what was originally the seat of liberty. And I would go every year, and more than once a year, to watch the tours or go on a tour occasionally, even though I knew it backwards and forwards, to see what it was like, that whole remember the Declaration of Independence and Founding Fathers thing. If you ever get a chance, go to Philadelphia, because you'll get goosebumps when you go to Constitution Hall now, too, the way they set things up and see the Liberty Bell and all that sort of stuff. But that truly was a big deal to me on 4th of July, and I hope you had a chance, like I said, to remember what the day was really all about here in the United States. And that's why on this show, In America Tonight, we talk about that. It is about the freedoms. We are so lucky to live in this country versus where other people live and what they have to go through. They couldn't call radio shows and express any opinions, or they'd have their heads cut off. And nobody could do radio like this, where it's freeform and you talk about whatever it is you want to talk about, whether you agree with the person on the air or not, because it wouldn't be tolerated. In Venezuela, you have the state-run deal, and China, same thing, and North Korea. I mean, pick a country, any country, and we'll tell you what they have. And then just the things that you do as an American, that you get to do, whatever it is you want to do. You can pick out any CD, listen to whatever music you want to listen to the iPod, whatever. In other countries, a lot of them, you have all of it censored and you don't have a chance to do that. Plus, you might not have even 2 cents in your pocket to go and have any money to spend on something like music. A real trip would be a trip to Cuba, where you could see where you go back in a time machine. And people don't realize what it's I think they don't realize what it's like. They just see the propaganda that's pushed out there. Same thing with Venezuela. That's why there's massive confusion over Hugo Chavez. There should be no confusion. The guy's a butcher. And for some reason, there are people in Hollywood that embrace him as this wonderful guy who is just for the people, about the people. But you need to really talk to the people of Venezuela, and you'll get a much different picture of that. All right, I didn't mean to jump on the soapbox right here at the top. I wanted to talk about a couple of other things besides the feds challenging the Arizona law. We'll dive into that. Also, the latest on the oil spill. We're like almost at, what, day 80 here. Crazy. No end in sight to this, although there is the big whale ship. They're calling it the Whale, which is 10 stories high and 3.5 football fields long, from the Taiwanese billionaire who sent it to the United States. If it works, it would suck a lot of oil off of the surface and probably underneath too, which is a good thing, because then that means more is cleaned up. That's what it means. But more people are getting scared off of the Gulf areas because tar balls are showing up, like at Lake Pontchartrain in New Orleans. And also in Texas, they had some tar balls show up on the shores. So now it's all about where's it going next, and who's going to cancel their vacations, and who's going to be able to survive when this is all said and done. You know, the same familiar themes that we've been talking about for a long time here on ATN. At the top, I'll throw out this number because you can throw in your 2 cents on any and all of it, 800-259-5791. Everybody's struggling now. They're talking about a double-dip recession. So everybody's struggling, but they're talking about a double-dip recession and how scary it is and scary times. And look at the unemployment numbers despite rosier pictures here and there. Are we going to head into what would be called the second Great Depression? Stamps going up to 46 cents. And you say, well, who cares about stamps? Except for that some people use mail and mail things. And so that's now it just continues to go up because the Postal Service is losing money right and left. Now, remember, it's not a government agency. It's not set up by the government. But this proposed 2 cent increase on the price of a first class stamp would bring it to, like I said, 46 cents. It would go into effect on January 2nd. They're trying to dig out of a horrible hole. They project a $7 billion deficit the next fiscal year. They're talking about reducing the workforce by slashing positions and overtime and all that, and then also taking away a day. So, you know, the whole Pony Express thing, if you do want to eventually use regular mail, you might be getting on a horse, my friends. That's all I'm saying, okay? Speaking of the economy, what's going on with spending cuts? What's the problem with spending cuts? And you've got the second part of that with the unemployment numbers I was mentioning, how lousy they are in some places, and the fact that we're spiraling toward this depression. Look at the mortgages, still very much underwater. Here's what Paul Krugman had to say about it.
If you try to cut spending now while the economy is depressed, you make the economy even more depressed, and actually you make it, if anything, harder to deal with the debt problem. So it's something you want to deal with after the economy has recovered, dealing with our long-run budget problems, dealing with the cost of Medicare, looking for additional revenue sources, fine, but not stint on unemployment in the middle of this terrible situation. The recoveries are brief. They don't feel like recoveries. Then there's another recession. Unemployment stays high and just persists. And unfortunately, that's what I think we're heading for.
All right, and so Krugman is a Nobel laureate, as some of you would know, a New York Times columnist, and he pretty much says that the $800 billion stimulus plan wasn't enough anyway to rescue the economy, and you heard what he said, that's why we're in the situation that we're in. Well, the Dow broke a 7-session losing streak, so, you know, so go the markets, so go a lot of things, whether you have anything to do with the stock market or not. So the Dow ended higher Tuesday. It's been pretty volatile there with what's happened lately. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 57 points after having been up as much as 171 points earlier in the day, and then it dipped back into negative territory. It's like a wild roller coaster ride. It really is. And stocks rally or react to negative news. And that's what it's about. It's all about whatever the news bears. The U.S. economy and the European debt crisis, that's been a killer in recent months. And you might not be in the stock market the way you traditionally think, but if you have a 401k, you're in the stock market and you care about where the market is headed, trust me, when you're getting ready to retire. Coming up on the flip side, in Hawaii, they say no. Stay with us. I'll explain.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Ground. How about the Hawaii governor, Linda Lingel, I hope I'm saying her last name right, I think it is Lingel, vetoed a civil unions bill on Tuesday that would have given same-sex couples the same rights as hetero couples, saying the issue needs to be put to a referendum. So she was really, because she got slammed for this, she said, I'm vetoing the bill because I'm convinced the issue is too significant, that it deserves to be decided directly by all the people of Hawaii. That's a perfect way to step around it. So gay rights groups were furious about her decision. And it was the first time a civil unions bill passed both houses by big margins and was only on the governor's desk for just a signing, and that was it. So you had the chairman of the, I have to learn all these terms, the chairman of the GLBT caucus saying that with all that support, with all the elected people closest to the public and the consistent results of the polls showing all the support for the civil unions, we're disappointed that the governor ignored the will of the people and vetoed the bill. That should not have happened, that it's a sad day. And then you had Arlen Specter, who is the legislative affairs co-chair for equality in Hawaii, or Alan Specter, Freudian slip, who said it's a terrible day for us because of these Hawaiian families who are second-class citizens. The governor said she understands why supporters are upset, but that it shouldn't be made by one person, blah, 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 so on and so forth. And at least the religious groups are certainly happy with her because they were pushing her to veto it. Now it goes to a vote of the people, and that's it. You have five, if you're keeping score, five U.S. states and the District of Columbia issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Three states, Rhode Island, New York, and Maryland, recognize same-sex marriages from other states. Hawaii would join New Jersey in allowing civil unions, but now that's not happening, at least with this veto anyway. Now it'll depend on the people if it's put on the, if it's put on the ballot. So it's interesting, the timing of this and the discussions about whether gay people are going to ultimately have just marriage rights, et cetera, across the board. And you could see where I mentioned the states. I mean, this is always one of those issues now that comes up. It's like abortion. You can put that out there for politicians. That's at some point they're going to be asked about gay unions and whether or not they should be allowed or they should have the same rights or all that sort of stuff. And here's what Melissa Etheridge had to say, not specifically about this. She's, of course, a supporter of gay marriage and gay rights, as she is an out-of-the-closet lesbian rock singer. But she's been in the news lately because her ex-girlfriend or wife is saying that she was pretty abusive in the relationship and all this other stuff, so it forced her to have to say something about it. And here's what she said.
This is life. This is my story. This is a woman, me, living my life, trying to understand myself and my choices and relationships with partners and relationships with my children. I've learned a lot, and I can never begin to explain to anyone in a soundbite interview where any of my relationships have gone wrong or right. And, you know, I'm still learning. So, you know, stay tuned.
All right. So Melissa Etheridge is still learning. And I think the upshot is, of all the issues, whether a lot of people think it's just ridiculous or, you know, why are we dealing with this or whatever it might be, because every state differs. I really truly don't believe, at least even in the next two decades, that we're going to see across the board gay marriage rights. I don't think so, because there's enough stumbling blocks that have been set up in various states that it'll never go all the way across the board. Never. I think that there's a better chance of amnesty for illegals than there is of gay marriage rights, for whatever that says about what's going on in the country. And this is the big thing, the weigh-in on the system. The Justice Department decided we're going to file this lawsuit to overturn this Arizona immigration law that's dividing people along partisan and ideological and ethnic lines. Easy for me to say. But that's not what it's about at all. It's about appeasing whatever the masses want or what they think the masses want because of the reaction to the Arizona law that hasn't even kicked in yet. ultimately, when it comes down to the legal challenge, the federal courts, it'll be up to the federal courts to decide whether they're going to issue, first of all, an injunction to stop the enforcement before it kicks in the next couple of weeks. The new Arizona law requires illegals to carry their alien registration documents wherever they are and allows the cops to question the resident status of people in the course of whatever. You have a busted taillight, you blew through a red light, you had an accident, hit a car, whatever. And they're saying that it targets businesses, people against it, that hire illegal immigrant laborers, and it's not fair because some of them unknowingly do that. Are you kidding me? Unknowingly? Have you seen people pick people up in trucks? That's ridiculous. So the Justice Department is saying that the state statute should be declared invalid because it improperly preempted federal law. So that means you look at the Constitution, and the power to regulate immigration is, this is what they're saying in the brief, it says, is exclusively vested in the feds, in the government. And the immigration framework that was put there by Congress and then administered by federal agencies reflects, this is the juicy part, a carefully and considered balance of national law enforcement, foreign relations, and humanitarian concerns. Concerns that belong to the nation as a whole, not a single state. Really? Well, how come they let the people get kidnapped in Arizona, blow up their neighborhoods, and have drug cartels running rampant in some of the bigger places like Scottsdale, even parts of Phoenix that's happening? Tucson is a haven for the nuttiest of the nuts that would do harm to whoever got in the way of their wallet. So now the governor is saying, look, this is just wrong that our federal government is suing the people of Arizona for helping to enforce immigration law, federal immigration law. And the filing is just a waste of more taxpayer money, that the money could be better used against the Mexican cartels who were violent than the people of Arizona. She has a very good point there, right? The government's brief said the U.S. Constitution and federal law do not permit the development of a patchwork of state and local immigration policies throughout the country. And so you know what we say to that? Yada, yada, yada. It's the same old, same old. And ultimately, this will probably go up to our highest court in the land, which would be the Supreme Court. And we'll see what happens there. Key thing is, good chance will be an injunction. That happens. It never becomes law anyway. And I think that's what will happen. We'll have to wait till the fall to see how it all either falls apart or comes together, as there are other states that are interested in doing similar things the way Arizona is doing it. Stay with us. More to come on America Tonight.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field. This non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, odds and ends. That means, boy, we have a lot to talk about. We haven't even mentioned, just briefly at the top, Benjamin Netanyahu and Obama and their big meeting and plans for peace and what's going on with Gaza. And Netanyahu saying it's a bunch of crap, pretty much, because you know he's a straight shooter, that there is not tension between the United States and Israel. So they did talk to reporters for about an hour and made it look real nice. Seriously, where does this all head? What does this mean for Israel? What does it mean for the United States? We're going to mix it all up and talk about it as part of O&E in just a few. But first, let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hey, gorgeous. How you doing?
Good. Let me ask you this, because I was just talking about this on ATN.
Yeah.
You and I have talked about the immigration problem, the illegal immigration problem in the United States.
Right.
So what do you think needs to happen? Do you think there needs to be a road to amnesty, or do you say boot them and forget it and just secure the borders?
You want to play the Jeopardy theme song for a few seconds?
Da-da-da. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, after the way you sang, oh, Canada. Okay, whatever. I could say, I could say, excuse them, let's throw in a little hockey analogy. Let's use them for practice, let's use them for target practice for hockey. But at the same time, I mean, you could say, let's boot them all out, but there might be those few that might actually have a legitimate reason, but they can't wait, to go through all the paperwork. Like, they might be coming from a country to say, okay, we protest the government that's in power. So,
right.
And stuff like that. Or, like I was just seeing on the news here, there's a or actually it was the BBC World News, that there's a guy who's gay, and he was from one of the an African country where being gay is still against the law. So the country, you know, Britain wants to send them back for that. So it's like the old saying, damned if you do, damned if you don't. So, like I said, my attitude is send them all back, but if someone can really give you a real good, legitimate reason why they should stay in the United States and or Canada, then maybe you should listen.
All right, that's a good answer. That's a way to step around it. I gotcha. If somebody might, it's almost like if somebody's defecting almost.
Right.
Remember the communist countries?
Sure.
When that's what people try to do.
Yeah, oh, by the way.
Problem is, with the amnesty question, I don't think all the people would come out of the shadows, pay the fine, and do everything that you have to do.
Right. And by the way, since you did mention BB, and I spoke to Steve earlier, he agrees. BB does not BS. He speaks. He's a straight shooter.
Yeah.
You know what? I happen to agree. I don't think there'll ever be peace, not in my lifetime, or as Steve put it, not in his great-grandchildren's lifetime. I go, excuse me, Steve, are we talking about something? He goes, like the Americans do, I'll take the fifth on that one. but he agrees. You know, like I've said before, you're going to have right-wing Israelis who say you gave up too much, and then you're going to have left-wing Israelis who said you didn't give them enough. So that's. And I'm just wondering, because tomorrow night he's going to be on, I don't know if I'd call him a colleague of yours, Larry King.
Mm-hmm.
Can I call him a colleague?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Netanyahu's going to be on Larry King's show, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to hear what he has to say and think, okay, is he saying that because that's what we want to hear, or is he actually, like I said, is he actually speaking from the hip, you know?
Yeah, I think Netanyahu does speak from the hip. I think he doesn't care to sugarcoat it. That's why I was surprised by the conversation about Obama and him saying, look, there was never any discord, because I don't really believe that, but we'll see what he says in that interview.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And by the way, up here right now with the humidity, it's only 95.
Ooh, the people in the East Coast want to strangle you when they hear that. It's like 105 plus.
Yeah, but still, 10 degrees doesn't make much of a difference, you know? In fact, it was so hot, I'm not making a joke, but it was so hot this afternoon, Julie and I were supposed to get together for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
We canceled it because who wants to leave a nice air-conditioned office to go out and, you know what I'm saying?
Forget about it. Heat wave. So a heat wave even striking a little bit in Canada. Hey,
yeah.
Sam, thanks.
Take care.
All right, I don't know if Sam has a dog or not, but I'm just going to bring this up as sort of a follow-up to odds and ends. Last week we were talking to a woman about what to do. Her name was Christy Howard, what to do in situations with dogs and the heat and all that kind of stuff. And at the end of the interview, we mentioned when you have dogs, like if all of a sudden you have a movie, whether it's the 101 Dalmatians or whether it's Marley or whether it's this new Marmaduke, all of a sudden there's adoptions of that kind of a dog, that breed of a dog. So what the groups do to get ready, because those are Great Danes, Marmaduke was a Great Dane, they're getting ready for rejected dogs. They're thinking that the movie will spur the adoptions, then abandonments of these puppies, because guess what? The puppies grow to about 170 pounds, and they eat like 10 cups of food a day. Woo! That would cost you an arm and a leg, but a 170-pound dog? So Christy was right, and there are groups all over the place, not just in and around Hollywood, but other places who are sort of getting ready for the possibility, let's say, of that. All right, let's talk about the oil spill. Seems like I haven't talked about it for 4 days, which is probably right. Now what's going on in the U.S. is the fact that we have tar balls hitting like Pontchartrain. They managed to escape the oil from BP for more than 2 months, but they can't wash themselves of it now because clearly it's in full swing there. And even some of the tar balls washed aside in Texas. So for the first time, oil from that ruptured well is seeping into Lake Pontchartrain. You know what that does? That sets up for another environmental disaster because that's a huge body of water. And this is a body of water that was so horribly polluted that they being environmentalists and people in New Orleans, were really screaming loudly. And in the 90s, it became a very popular fishing spot, and a lot of people were boating there and swimming there. They really cleaned it up. So now over the 4th, over that long weekend, tar balls and an oil sheen because of the strong winds from Hurricane Alex, they slipped past the barges that were supposed to block the passes that were connecting the Gulf of Mexico to that very lake. So it obviously didn't work. Now they're trying to clean up these tar balls, and they're trying to lay out about 9,000 or so feet of those booms, you know, those crazy-looking booms you see in the pictures. They're trying to do the same thing, but you got choppy water. So, hey, you got skimmers. You can't do much when you got choppy water. And this has got to be upsetting for the people there. Oof. Everything that they've been through. And so far, the seafood test, because that's the first thing you do. The seafood test, nothing with oil contamination. But there's a lot of people attached to that lake, to say the least. Also, some of those tar balls washed up on some of the Texas beaches over the weekend, too. So now, if we kind of added this all up together, and I'm crappy at math, but it's got to be at least 500-plus miles of coastline. So that's starting to hurt. And that also means, no matter what you say, people are going to avoid taking their vacations in that area, because that's what happens. And can you blame somebody when you hear, hey, there's some tar balls that washed up on some of these beaches. Oh, no big deal. Well, that's not no big deal. It doesn't matter how much it is. If oil is seeping into the beaches where you're going, you don't want to take your kids there. You don't want to do that. So here you have this crazy lake in New Orleans that, no kidding, they wouldn't let people swim. There was no marine life. They even had an amusement park that they shut all that stuff down, like in the 80s. So they did a restoration. They even did a ban on commercial clam dredging, which for that area, that was pretty drastic. And then all kinds of regulations were heaped on urban runoff. And they've had dolphins, they've had manatees, all kinds of things have thrived in Lake Pontchartrain. So this is really, really sad to see that they're being hit with this. And I think we're going to be talking about more beaches over the weekend. There's a lot of speculation about what's going to happen in Miami. Is this going to come all the way around, and how many Florida beaches are going to be stung by this? All right, continuing on the path of odds and ends, now the discussion for the post office was, should we raise the price of a stamp? And how do you feel about paying 46 cents for a stamp? But here's the thing. So many of us do online banking or write notes to people through the email, through the internet, that how much do you mail? How many bills do you mail? You probably mail something. You probably, there's something that you would go through the regular mail for you, but how much of what you do actually goes through the system? And that's part of the problem. There's not enough to support it any longer, so they're going to keep raising the prices of things like stamps to support how severely the United States Post Office system is bleeding. It's bleeding big time. And remember, it's not a government agency. So 46 cents is what's going to happen, 46 cents per stamp. And look for possibility, this has heavily been discussed, of no Saturday delivery. It is summertime, and I guess you might not be headed to New Orleans and Lake Pontchartrain anytime soon, but there are all kinds of wacky festivals that are going on. Ever go to the Redneck Festival? That's like one of the biggest in the country. Ever go to any cow tipping festivals or cow chip throwing festivals? I've been to one of those. We're going to talk about it next on ATN.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Time to lighten the load here on ATN. Ever been to a cow chip throwing contest? I have. Ever been to Christmas in July? I have. That was in Galveston on the water, by the way. Very cool. The boats went by and they were all done up with all the Christmas lights. It was really a lot of fun. You had to wear Christmas hats. It was a little bit strange at first, but then I kind of got into the Christmas spirit. There are all kinds of crazy festivals that are going on across the U.S. Who better to talk to us than Amelie Hirst, TripAdvisor's Amelie Hirst, about top 10 wacky summer events. Maybe some of you across the nation have heard of them, or perhaps you've even been to them. Amelie, thanks for jumping on ATM. We appreciate it.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thanks, Kate.
Let's talk about some of the craziest things that happen. Now, I've heard of people doing things with toilet seats. Remember, I at the top of this, I mentioned cow chip throwing. There seems to be a deal with throwing. We like to throw things and unusual things. Tell me about the toilet seat throwing contest.
So that particular contest is actually part of the Summer Redneck Games, which features at number one of our top 10 list of wacky events for this summer. The Summer Redneck Games actually takes place this coming weekend. So anyone who happens to be in the area near Dublin, Georgia, they should get along there on July 10th. And the event is actually now in its 15th year. It's a whole lot of fun. And it was actually inspired by the 1996 Atlanta Olympics. And apparently at that time, jokes were made about a bunch of rednecks hosting the Olympics. So the organizers thought, hey, you know what? You want rednecks? We're going to give you rednecks. And this particular event features everything from, as you said, redneck horseshoes. So that one actually consists of toilet seats being hurled through the air. There's also a mud pit belly flop contest, There's an armpit serenade, so travellers can make free music there, and all sorts of crazy fun going on throughout the day. It's only $5 to get in, so I'm sure you sure you get your money's worth of entertainment there.
Yeah, no kidding. I guess so. I bet you it's got to be pretty big. If they can charge a fee like that, I'm assuming people come from all over the place.
They do. I mean, there are thousands of people who attend. Hey, maybe they're lured by the opportunity to take part in a bobbin for pig's feet. Which sounds something to get your teeth stuck into.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, I mentioned cow chip throwing, and I know there's lots of different places that do that. Tell me about the one that you have on your list as far as cow chip throwing is concerned.
So this one's actually at number 7 on our list. This one takes place September the 3rd to the 4th, and that's in Wisconsin. And obviously, originally, cow chips were actually used by the settlers as a fuel for cooking food and for warming their homes. So they were really important, but dung takes on an altogether different use at this particular event, and travelers actually compete to see who can get the longest throw. I believe the record stands at almost just under 250 feet, so you need to have, you know, quite some arm on you to beat that one. But over 40,000 people congregate here every year. It sounds like a lot of fun. There's live music, there's dancing, there's all sorts going on, and admission for that particular one is $3.
$3, that's not bad at all, just to throw some cow chips. You got to love that. Hey, the top five, Amelie, give us the top five events.
So number one on the list, as I said, the Summer Redneck Games. That one's taking place this weekend. Number two is actually the Barnesville Potato Days. Now, that one takes place August 27th to 28th in Barnesville, Minnesota. This event is actually another one which attracts huge crowds. It attracts almost 16,000 people, and it's been running since the 1930s, so it's a really well-established one. And, hey, this is the must-go-to event for anyone who has a soft spot for spuds, because this is all about celebrating the humble potato. There are actually over 40 events during the course of the day, and these include everything from mashed potato wrestling to a potato peeling competition, which kind of sounds like hard work to me. That's something I try and steer clear of, peeling potatoes. There's mashed potato sculpturing. There's even a mashed potato eating contest. So, you know, if anyone is a potato fan, then this is a must-go-to. Number three on the list actually takes place in Virginia Beach. Now, this one is the Mid-Atlantic Hermit Crab Challenge. And this one, again, is this coming weekend. It's July 10th. Hey, it's summer. You know, we want to be down on the beach. So this is a really nice one to check that box as well. And there are two main events that take place on the day. The first one is the Miss Curvaceous Crustacean Beauty Pageant. Now, I guess this is a beauty pageant with a little bit of a twist. Hundreds of crabs actually compete in this one. They're judged on their painted shells. They're judged on their costumes. And there are even prizes awarded for the shyest crab, the most friendly crab. And then the other part of the day is actually it's a race that takes place on the beach. It's the Crustacean 500 race. So 300 crabs all race on an 8-foot track of the beach. And the winner gets a coveted prize, the Order of the Mercury Claw, which I'm sure would look great on anyone's mantelpiece.
Yeah, no kidding, I bet. What's after that? That's good.
Number four on the list is the Wayne Chicken Show. Now, this one is July 9th to 11th in Wayne. This is up in Nebraska. And just as I was saying about the potato celebration, this is the must-go-to event for anyone with a soft spot for chickens. So there's a whole bunch of crazy events that take place over the course of these 3 days. There's everything from the world's largest chicken dance. There's the best chicken legs competition. There's a national cluck-off, so competitors have 15 seconds to see who has the best chicken impersonation. And then if you're feeling a bit peckish, then, hey, take part in one of the crazy eating contests there. And these include a hard-boiled egg eating contest. And I believe that the record for that one was set last year, and someone ate 20 eggs in just a couple of minutes, which sounds kind of disgusting to me.
Me too. Oh, that's rough. 20 hard-boiled eggs. Oh, I don't even know if I could eat two in like a 30-second span.
I couldn't eat one in an hour. I'm not a fan.
Yeah, same thing with me. I'm not a fan either, I agree. And what's the fifth one?
The fifth one on the event is the Roswell UFO Festival. Now, this one's actually just taken place. This one was last weekend up in Roswell, New Mexico. And this is a really interesting one in which some 20 to 30,000 earthlings rub shoulders with, well, who knows who they're rubbing shoulders with, maybe visitors from other planets. But all sorts of crazy UFO fun happens at this event. There are speakers and workshops focusing on alien education, and there's even an alien pet costume contest. So, you know, this is kind of an opportunity to dress your pooch up in all sorts of weird costumes. There was a fireworks show. It's an annual event, so as I said, it's just gone for this year, but definitely one to check out for next year.
Yeah, do you think there's something about, I noticed in everything we were talking about, whether it's the potato, whether it's the redneck theme because of the Atlanta Olympics, mm-hmm. whatever it is, Roswell because of UFOs and all that sort of stuff and all the conversation about aliens, that really almost anywhere, if they dug deep enough and then they started to get the buzz out there, they could create their own wacky festival, don't you think?
Oh, definitely. And it's all, as you said, it's all about the local areas sort of celebrating their heritage and, you know, getting the local community together to have some fun and also, you know, attract new travelers to the region. So definitely a whole bunch of things to check out across the country in the coming months.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about this, too, because my nephew is into the whole cardboard boat thing. And I guess there's some big cardboard boat races in Arkansas that are supposed to be pretty cool.
That's right. Yeah, that one's at number 9 on our list. That's the World Championship Cardboard Boat Races. That one takes place the end of this month. That's July 31st up in Heber Springs, Arkansas. And this event is actually now in its 24th year, so it's quite a long-standing one. It attracts around 4,000 spectators, and a whole bunch of boats actually take part in the event during the course of the day. And as well, the clue is in the name, all of these boats are actually made out of cardboard. And people take this one really seriously. I've seen the rules and regulations for designing a boat for this event, and it actually runs to 18 pages. So you need to be pretty serious to create a great vessel for this one. But there are all sorts of awards up for grabs on the day. The boats have to compete to be first across the line of a 200-yard course on the lake. And there's a boat for there's an award for the boat with the best design. In the past, I think winners have, you know, they've taken the form of planes and trains and even the Starship Enterprise. And then, of course, there's also the Titanic Award. And that one is presented to the boat that travels at least 50 yards before meeting a dramatic watery end.
I like that, dramatic watery end. All right, we mentioned that you're from TripAdvisor. So tell us about TripAdvisor, because a lot of people log into TripAdvisor trying to get ideas about traveling and all that other sort of stuff. Tell us specifically what TripAdvisor does.
Yeah, so TripAdvisor is actually, it's the world's largest travel site, and it features real advice from real travelers. So the website actually features over 35 million reviews and opinions of destinations and hotels, restaurants, attractions, and all of those have been submitted by travelers just like you and I.
Yeah, you know what? I'm even though I'm from the area, I used it for getting a hotel in New York, and it was fabulous. I've read all the reviews of all the people, and they were dead on right, and I chose that hotel, and it was excellent.
That's great to know. Yeah, the great thing about the site is that it really shows you the back of the hotel, so rather than just getting, you know, the marketing hype and the glossy brochures and all that stuff, then it really shows you the good and the bad and the ugly, and you can check out photos that have been uploaded by other travelers to really see how it looks in the real life today.
Yeah, no kidding. Amelie Hirsch from TripAdvisor, thanks for joining us on America Tonight.
Thanks. Great to see you.